Welcome back to the After Hour. Welcome to the After Hour show.
Did you call me Mike?
Michael. I was trying to say Matt didn't have his mic ready. Didn't have his mat ready.
Yo, Mike and Ryan from Super Mega. Welcome to Super Mega After Hours Patreon. We have a very special guest in the studio, Fredward Dreadward, relative of Squidward. Squidward Dread. That's a good-ass Squidward impression, dude. Freddy, guess what animal Squidward is?
I don't want to.
Why? Yes, come on, go. Take do it. You yes. won't, pussy.
That guy's a motherfucking squid, right?
Nope. No, he's an octopus. He's an
he doesn't have. He doesn't have a.
Isn't that crazy? He's an octopus.
Is this episode almost over?
This is the
this
for
is
Patreon.
The after hour segment. It's not over yet. You this can is, leave if you want.
It's only like 15
are
minutes.
Are you trying to get back somewhere?
No, I'm just.
Are you bored?
That was a little embarrassing.
What was embarrassing? Kind of. Do you want to put your shirt back on?
No.
Oh.
I mean, you didn't have to take it off.
What was embarrassing about it?
Nothing. I thought he was a squid.
Well, it's in the name, right? It's a common mistake.
He's actually an octopus?
Yeah.
Why?
Isn't that dumb?
If you notice, his head is is a big bulbous octopus.
Because octopus word didn't sound as good as squid word. Why didn't they just make him a fucking squid then? It's stupid.
You seen that movie or that documentary? It's like My Octopus Teacher.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's good.
It's amazing.
It's a movie?
It's a documentary about, dude, octopuses are...
Oh, how smart the octopus is.
So the octopus is the farthest evolved thing from... they evolved the most separately from humans,
which is
a good example of what alien life might be like, because it didn't follow our path at all, and also they developed intelligence all on their own.
They're like crows in terms of brain power and puzzle solving, huh?
Yeah.
Are crows good at that?
Crows are
geniuses.
I never seen a documentary about a crow.
Crows are geniuses, dude.
I never saw my crow teacher.
They're like the go-to bird if people are doing some sort of like, I guess, psychological testing with like puzzles and stuff of like memory. And
they're really
like
smart.
That.
Cool.
They
learn. They have a good memory.
I've seen them sing before, like, and they're like fantastic.
Dude,
like
they can replicate speech.
Yeah, they can emulate like the best singer of all time. It's fucking.
Have you ever seen I don't think it's a crow, but it's like a crow adjacent bird speaking Japanese.
No.
Have you seen that?
Birds are fucking sick. But my octopus teacher was like amazing. It was about this guy who he like lived on like a beach, I guess. He like lived on the water, and he documented like an octopus who like started off as a little guy, grew. It was a female.
Developed a relationship with him?
Kind of, yeah. Like the octopus recognized this dude.
Oh,
he would. What is it called? Not scuba diving, but like you have the
snorkel.
He was snorkeling.
And I like got to know him.
Got to know him, and he would visit it every day.
Play with him.
Yeah, and it was super cute, and then it just shows the whole life cycle of this little octopus, and it ends up dying. It's a female, so when it gives birth, it dies, and it's like a real story. It was fucking beautiful.
Damn, I need to...
With the child?
I need to watch it now.
It's so good. It's very invested, like, over just, like, one single little animal, but it's like you develop a bond from it.
You want to see something crazy? This is real. This is I don't know what type of bird this is. Kind of looks like a crow a little bit, but...
It looks like a crow.
Like, minus the yellow stripe on its neck.
It's a bird. That's as much of...
Yeah, it's not a crow.
Listen to this.
Matt, is that a Diet Coke or something?
It tastes diet, but I ordered a regular Coke.
Okay, never mind.
Look at this.
Take 3 sips out of that.
Look at this shit. This is actually unreal.
Did you show me this before?
Was that the bird?
Yeah. That's the woman talking to it. Or no, that is.
Is it like actually responding? Like to what she's saying?
It's memorized it, but...
Okay.
Crazy. It's speaking fucking Japanese, dude.
Oh, that's incredible. I love birds. Especially the ones that could talk.
They're just dinosaurs.
They live forever, though.
I had an experience where I was, like, sitting on a dock, and I was my neighbor at my... I had a cottage growing up, and my neighbor had, like, exotic birds. I had, like, a fucking... like, a parrot, but it was, like...
Parrots last, like, 80 years.
Yeah. Like, one of the big really parrots.
They can talk, too. And I was pissed off at my parents for some fucked up reason. I was sitting on the dock by myself, and the parrot just comes... All I hear is, like, hello! I look, like, behind me, and it's just the bird walking up to me. And
did
like,
you greet him back?
I said, hi. Hello.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
And I was just like about to cry. I was just lonely. And he just like pulled up. He's like, hey. And they said nothing else but hello, which was kind of weird after that.
Which is funny because in like your mind, it's like he's coming to comfort me. But in real life, he's probably just like, man, you got any fucking food? Hello.
If you were to have any animal as a pet and it would be nice to you.
An otter.
Okay.
Yeah, those dudes.
You know what I would say.
What?
Monkey.
Yeah.
Chimp.
Mine might be a gibbon.
Yeah, I definitely a gibbon with their goofy little, the way they run, with, you know,
and
all
the,
that
and
shit.
The promise is that it would always be nice to you and friends and people. You could take it out. It would be very nice, whatever it was.
That's why it'd be great.
Are those monkeys that have the diapers on and like
TikTok a lot of monkeys content? Have diaper.
But you know what I'm talking about? It's like the little,
Capuchins have.
Capuchins, the little ones are capuchins, and those are cute too. Those are really cute.
But gibbons, I like because they're.
Gibbons have the long arms and the goofy little monkeys. Faces, and they walk around with their arms like this, and they're like.
Do people have them as pets? Like
yeah,
some people.
You're not allowed to unless you have like a license. How do you get a monkey license?
There's only like certain monkeys that you can have like as a pet, though, right?
You can have capuchins. You can have spider monkeys. Maybe spider monkeys.
Can you just get a fucking?
Where are those
ape?
Fucking?
Can you get a gorilla?
Those the sugar babies.
The sugar babies are like squirrels.
Yeah.
Right.
One time, my dad. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Okay, bush babies.
That's a monkey.
With the big eyes?
My dad in South Carolina, he worked at a Red Roof Inn. He said one time this guy just brought one in and like it was just going around, gliding around, came back to
that's
the dude and everything.
Baby. They glide. They got like
okay,
the
sugar gliders. Yeah.
Sugar gliders.
Those are fucking adorable. I saw a flying squirrel once and it caught me off guard. I just like I don't remember where I was, but it was not like it was I think in the south somewhere, but it was like maybe I was camping or something and I just see a squirrel and then it just and I was like what the fuck, like I was just not expecting to see I didn't even know they were around but it just fucking flew and I was like what,
you heard the sound too.
it sounded like a fucking like 747. It was insane. They scream as they fly. It's terrifying. We could train them to like do drone strikes basically.
The B-17 bomber
carry a little like grenade and just fly and drop it, you know.
I don't know
that's
how
like,
smart squirrels
that's like
are.
Balloons, right? The little monkeys, they throw like fucking darts to kill the balloons.
That's nothing like balloons, Freddy, but yes.
What am I thinking of? Oh, the tower defense game.
Yeah. I know, but that's nothing like.
What am I thinking? What is balloons?
It's where you're the monkey with the dart and you hit the balloons.
We played it on the channel before.
It's a fucking monkey who's destroying shit.
Okay. I see the connection.
It's not only a grenade. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's where you fucked up.
Fuck.
Okay. Are you backing me on this, Ryan?
Sure. I'm going to be completely honest with both of you. My whole system is crashing right now. I just feel tired.
We have been going at it for a long time. It's pretty late right now.
Yeah.
So you could get me to agree to probably anything.
Israel.
Really?
Except for Israel.
So now you're just lying.
Well, that sticks with me.
Casey Anthony. Right. Innocent.
I mean, proven innocent in a court of law, so legally, yes, innocent.
Technically, by the American judicial system,
not technically,
yes.
Legally.
Well, that is technically.
Definitely. Yeah, but when you ever say technicality, that's why they call it a technical knockout, as we were discussing before in the podcast.
You're right.
It's a technical knockout.
Legally,
Casey Anthony
is innocent.
TKO.
Rightfully.
Oh, she did.
If you're legally proven as innocent, it still doesn't make you innocent.
Yes, it does. OJ, Casey Anthony.
Makes you, you know.
In the eyes of the law, the American judicial system, Casey Anthony did not kill her child.
And thank God you can't be charged for the same crime twice.
Because
that would suck. Imagine if they got like hard hit even more evidence and they're like, fuck, can't.
Is that how that works? They can't do that?
They can't charge you for the same crime twice. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. So, like,
pretty weird, isn't it?
No, that's not true.
Yeah. No, as in, you can be charged multiple times, but, like, if you're charged for, like, murdering someone and then you're found to be innocent, you cannot be charged again.
The ruling's already been made? Yeah, so it's like, if there were somehow evidence that Casey Anthony killed her child, you know, then
like
they wouldn't be able to.
Like, damning evidence, like, video.
Not like the evidence they had at the trial. Which
like
was
new
just,
evidence. Then you could take it to trial again.
No, the evidence at the Casey Anthony trial was overwhelming that she killed her child, but...
Okay, that makes sense. It's
but they still
reused.
They still voted her innocent.
That's fucked up.
Well, that's why O.J. Simpson, there was a civil case. The family took O.J.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Did he lose that? I don't...
Did he have to?
He was in jail for a bit, right?
Not for that though. He was in jail for an armed robbery.
Ooh, it's called the double. It's called double jeopardy.
Oh, that's what double jeopardy is?
The double jeopardy clause in the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution prohibits anyone from being prosecuted twice for substantially the same crime. Substantially, I'm sure, gives you some legal wiggle room. But still.
Makes sense. Like, if you didn't do the murder, like, for real, and then, like, but the people believe...
They can't keep coming after and harassing
it's
you.
It's like, oh, that's why they were voted innocent? Well, let's go just take it all over again.
That makes sense. But that's also kind of fucked up. Like, if it's so obvious... You know, yeah.
Like if video recording of it.
Or DNA evidence.
Well, they had that for both OJ
and Casey Anthony.
Did they have DNA evidence of murdering
OJ?
The baby? No, Casey.
Casey's daughter's DNA, I believe, was found in the trunk.
Like duct tape, and it smelled like death, and
they also had like a first count, like her dad like smelled like shit in her car,
smells like garbage.
Yeah,
and like, they had also,
that was her excuse, is that she was taking out garbage.
She also googled like
it's not
how to hide
smell.
A body.
It can't be. I've never smelled a dead body, but there's no way it's the same fucking smell.
They're pretty similar.
Oh,
no, they're not similar. Death is a very specific, poignant smell.
Yeah. I've only seen death recently, like in the 3 days.
I saw death with you. We saw a dead body that one night. On the freeway.
That was fresh. Yeah, that was fresh, though.
What are you talking about? Like, you saw, like, death? Like rotting death?
No, like, it just happened. Like at a funeral or something, they're in the casket and shit.
Yeah.
And, like...
I saw that a bunch as a kid.
Just imagine I was running past you. I was trying to smell death when I had to pee.
Dude, that... We were in we were in an Uber, and Freddie had to pee. And I've never met someone that when they have to pee, they have to pee. And nothing else matters the way Freddie has
to pee. I freak out. Like, I start panicking. And
were you, like...
Yeah,
no, it's more than that. Like, I think it was like gripping Matt and shit.
No, dude, I was like, dude, chill. And there was a car crash in front of us, and Freddie's like,
there was traffic.
Yeah, so they divert us past the car crash, and there's a dead dude laying in the middle of the road that they're covering up with a blanket. And I'm like, that's a dead body. And Freddie's like, I don't care, dude, I gotta piss. And then he jumped out of the Uber and just ran off into the night.
On the highway, like we were getting off of the bridge. I took a left, and then
ran off, and the Uber driver just took off.
I was freaking out.
Run off?
Yeah, he ran off into the night, like into the darkness.
But to where?
There was a house, like, right off the bridge there. We were going up
a
bridge.
Did you knock on their doors?
No, I just went to the backyard. I opened their fucking door. They had a latch on the outside to their backyard. I pissed.
Into someone's private property, like, inside their gate. So it's not, like, even on the edge of, like, the property. He went into the property.
I would have just done it on the outside, but it's, like, heavy traffic right there, so I wanted to get inside.
You'd rather get inside.
Call an Uber back to, like...
I had to. I took my pee, and then I Ubered to wherever Matt was.
Were you worried
dude,
at all?
Yeah, dude, because...
He called me, and he's like, are you okay? I was like, yeah.
Because in L.A., you run into someone's backyard at night, like, open their gate and go, like, you can easily just get shot.
Well, I mean, then they would be legally culpable for that, because there's no state...
Yeah, there's no castle
in California.
Law in California.
Or doctrine.
Castle doctrine. A lot of states have it where...
Castle doctrine is where you can, like, shoot people on your
property. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they're trespassing.
I've seen videos like that, where it's, like, people just fighting and just pulls out a gun, shoots the fucking person.
The only defense you need is, I felt threatened, or I feel like my life was...
They were trespassing on my property and I felt threatened.
That's crazy. So if, like, an Amazon delivery driver, like, showed up to a house,
mm-hmm.
I felt threatened, and it would just be fine?
Don't you have to be able to prove that you felt threatened?
I mean, yeah, but it's very loose...
I feel like if there was, like, an Amazon delivery driver getting shot, that might be different. I don't know.
Yeah, but also, like, you see the reasoning for it when there are stories, like the famous one of the burglar who broke through the roof of some person's house and ends up suing the family, and
yeah,
winning
he, like,
that
he,
case.
Like, broke his, like...
I never heard of that. It sounds fucking
stupid.
Yeah,
a robber broke into a house and, like, hurt himself while breaking in, and he sued the family, and he won.
What?
Yeah.
What, because his, like, roof was unsafe or something? Or, like,
it was something stupid.
Something?
Like, he broke a bone and then
hopefully
he sued the family.
Hopefully it's not, like, a myth that you and I both
heard of.
His table
was, like, in a not-regulation place or something? Or
I have no fucking clue.
It wasn't a myth, Ryan, because I was that burglar.
He broke his ass.
I didn't want to tell you.
Twist ending for the
That's
for
how
the
Super Mega's being funded right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, we're being funded by that. My settlement was substantial.
Nice.
Layton got a settlement from Facebook.
Did he actually get the settlement?
He did, yeah.
Oh, was it like...
Can you tell me about that? From Facebook?
He's talked about it on the podcast.
It was $1,000 or $2,000.
It's because they would... So, you know how a lot of the times...
They listed him as female on Facebook and... He was upset about that.
You know how Facebook Live, there's a lot of like shootings, like whether it's mass shootings or killings or suicides.
People post videos.
And stuff
yeah,
like
yeah,
that. People
yeah.
post a lot of like fucked up, gory videos. Mm-hmm. So
live streaming specifically?
No, mm-hmm. just posting videos.
Yeah, I've seen some fucked up videos on Facebook.
Yeah, like just a lot of gore, child porn shit like that. His job was to basically, he was in a department that they just have to go through people's private messages.
He worked at Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he would just have to go through random people's private messages.
I think it was like he worked for a contracting company that was like he worked for a company that was contracted by Facebook.
They were outsourcing Facebook.
They do that to get liability off of themselves.
Yeah,
but basically, he had spent all day just having to watch videos of people being beheaded and like child porn and shit to report it. He was like, I would just have to look through random people's DMs so they can do that.
And he like filed a claim like that was abuse.
He didn't file a claim. There was a class action lawsuit because a lot of the employees had like PTSD from the shit they saw.
Makes sense. That's fucked up.
But he got a settlement. So
there should be like a robot like that. You know,
well, they're
YouTube
trying to
videos or some shit. They get the same fucking
his job
robot.
Doing that was to train an AI.
Oh,
and it was mainly for, if I believe, I think it was mainly for like terrorist recruitment and shit.
Yeah,
but
the GTA 5 fucking ISIS recruitment shit.
Yeah,
I was watching that. That shit is hilarious.
Were they using GTA to?
They were, for a bit. For ISIS,
I mean, they used YouTube.
Well, Rockstar,
they had their own clan in Call of Duty.
Rockstar is notorious for ISIS recruitment. And that's not even ISIS. Like Rockstar themselves took that position. We're like, yeah, we're gonna help out ISIS here. And
well, you saw the big leak from Rockstar. GTA 6 officially confirmed and gameplay was leaked.
We played.
I'm
it
really
on the
excited
channel.
About that.
Do you see that we played the leaked GTA demo? Someone gave it to us.
I did. I saw that.
We were like I think we're the only YouTube channel that got a copy of it and played it. You guys can go check that out if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, it looked great.
It was fun. We played like 10 minutes of it.
Nice.
Didn't get in trouble legally either because
we were the ones who stole it.
You leaked that shit? That's unfair.
Well, we threw that one guy under the bus pretty good.
He was just naive. That's his story. Yeah. I'm focused on our come up.
Fucking. You keep touching them spider webs, brother.
It's a spooky episode.
Hey, sorry I'm not home right now. I'm walking into spider webs, but leave a message and I'll call you back.
That sounds pretty good.
No doubt.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm not home right now. I'm walking in a spider web.
That was Hobo Johnson.
I thought you
That's
just made
Hobo
that
Johnson.
Up. Now I'm disappointed.
No, it's Gwen Stefani.
No. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not home right now. I'm walking in a spider web. So leave a message and I'll call you back. So I scream my phone call. You know that song? It's classic.
I actually never
That's
heard
a really
that
famous
song.
Like early 2000s,
I
late
like
90s
that.
Song.
I had fun though.
Odds are you have to do a song with Hobo Johnson.
Five,
three, two, one,
two.
Four.
Fuck. That's homeless, at least half a song. Split it in half.
Homeless John, dude. Is he still around?
Dude, my favorite thing was near my house once.
He's still doing some stuff.
There was they put up a Hobo Johnson billboard right by my house once, and it was directly over like a homeless encampment.
Oh.
So like there was all these like tents and stuff and like homeless people right underneath this billboard for Hobo Johnson.
He's like so successful at that time too, right?
He changed his name.
Did he?
He's Housed Johnson.
Oh, okay.
He's Housed Jimmy, dude.
Housed Michael. What's his real name?
What if that was his first and last name?
He's like, what? That's actually my name. It's Hobo
Johnson. Hobo Johnson.
He switched it to Homo.
Yeah, I wanted something a little less inflammatory.
Okay.
Yeah,
we can say
we want.
We can say that shit.
I've said Homo Johnson on Super Mega, so, in one of the Sonic series.
Oh. You'll remember.
I hope that he never sues me for that.
No.
If Hobo Johnson took me to court for calling him Homo Johnson,
parody law.
It's funny as hell, honestly.
I think it's just parody law.
Yeah, you ever
think
seen Saturday Night Live? They're fine.
Yeah, they
They're
did a whole Homo Johnson bit.
Yeah, exactly.
He goes, oh, I'm a young man that loves cock, sucking balls. Why are you doing that, man?
It was like a little dump set for your joke.
Yeah, it's part of his song. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's his song. He did a NPR Tiny Desk concert. You should do a Tiny Desk concert on NPR, Freddie.
I'm about to do
Give you one more odds are after you give us some hot juice?
There's no juice. I'll take some of that juice, though.
This?
No.
It's empty. This?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I kind of like it.
Okay. Yeah. Can I give you another? I just want to give you another odds are.
Yeah.
Odds are you have to put a fart in one of your songs.
He made a whole beat out of one of his farts, and he sent it to me. He never used it in anything.
It was your fart. You recorded at the Michael Jackson studio and made a bass out of it.
That was my fart?
I named it Matthew Bottom for a reason.
I thought that was your fart.
It was your fart. You farted into the Michael Jackson mic. Do you not remember this? Yeah,
Yes, I do.
One of these Michael Jackson microphones?
No, we were at the studio that Michael Jackson recorded Thriller. Yeah, Thriller.
And the studio was sick because it had the fucking... So they built the studio around Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And you know, he had Bubbles?
Westlake.
They had a little window and Bubbles.
Oh, they built a room for Bubbles studio.
Bubbles could...
He could watch Michael. We couldn't see it, though. They wouldn't let us see it.
What?
Yeah, we
couldn't go upstairs. Yeah,
they wouldn't let all of us do it, though.
But when you're in the studio part, there's a little window, and like that was made for Bubbles, the monkey.
Oh, as opposed to Bubbles, the noun.
That was just a room with a lot of bubbles. Michael, like, looking at him while he recorded.
Boy, look at the bubbles.
It's a moment. Oh!
Dude, that
one was big. Did you guys see it?
That beat is so fucking...
Dude, it's like... Bwah.
I added like a Looney Tunes sound effect to it.
Oh, you added the. Do you still have that on you right now?
Yeah, I do.
Did you play it?
I think so.
I mean, still, odds are you put a fart sound effect in a major release of yours.
Major release, Freddie. I'm not talking like a little Twitter song. This is like through your music
like
label.
For Shades of Dread?
Like a single,
like a
album,
Sony release
the album,
track.
The album I just talked about today.
Yes.
At Sony.
Yes.
Yeah.
Odds are.
I could.
Odds are.
Odds?
Yeah.
50.
No, wait, Freddie, but you can't just, like, have it in the beat. Everything has to, like, dead stop. So it's like...
Okay. So 50?
If it has to stop...
In your opening track? It's like music critics are like...
No, it just has to stop. It doesn't have to be on the opening track.
Okay, just so you know, the album's going to be pretty big. Like, it's going to be, like, 25.
Are you going to have any big features on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Danny Brown's confirmed. He could probably get on that. He'd probably like that shit.
We want to get him on a track really bad.
Does he live out here?
Yeah. He did a song with Dad, the guy I boxed.
He did a song with what's her name? Payday. And she's like super fucking like new and young and doesn't like have too much of a following.
Danny Brown follows all of us.
So he does. Sick.
Danny Brown's a legend. Like that.
You used to know him pretty well, right?
Not pretty well, but like in 2017, he was like trying to tap into the underground, and like I was kind of popping in the underground at that point, and like I FaceTimed him one time and he told me all of these plans, like he was gonna retire and now he's just doing Twitch,
which he's very entertaining.
Yo, yeah, his Twitch is
think we can
very
get him
nice
on a,
he's underrated.
We should get him
Twitch
on a podcast
stream.
Would you say it's still 50 out of odds?
Just the whole beat has to just stop. Nope.
It's up to you. Is that how it's gonna go?
Can it be one of Ryan's farts?
Okay, tell me the odds are if the beat stops and there's a fart, but it
60.
Or it's a 60, but if it's just a fart and you can't, I don't want you to like hide it too much.
Like, it has to be
20.
Like people have to at least play out a fart.
Okay, 20. I want to go for the 21.
Can we also go for the 60?
You can.
Okay, but can we just put the stipulation? It has to be like we record it ourselves and we get to pick which one of Ryan's farts it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So out of 20, the first one.
Yeah. If it's just in the song somewhere, 100%.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, 14.
17. Fuck. All right. Now for dead stop in the fart effect.
60.
All right. 3, 2, 1,
52.
20. Damn it. It's really fucking disappointing.
Now yeah. I kind of want to do it, though. That'd be, like, hilarious.
You could always point to this moment on our Patreon.
Ryan, you would be featured on a pretty big hip-hop album that has a lot of famous
I've never been featured on something before.
You're about to be.
Well,
you
like a music thing.
You're about
Freddy,
to be on mine.
Freddy's Inferno.
Me and Oxel were on his last album.
Ooh.
It's like us. He just told us to record some shit for him, so we just recorded ourselves like screaming and shit. And it's at the end of a.
I have the beat.
Oh yeah, play that shit.
It's called Matthew Bottom. This is from Michael Jackson's mic, his specific one. I have one bar of LT. Oh.
You can't even tell that. Yeah, I mean you can if you are told.
It just sounds like a dirty bass.
I know how to fucking mix well. Wait, Looney Tunes?
I love the fucking goofy shit now.
Dude, all the like...
What is that called?
Goofcore, I don't know. Well, Bonker Beats. You told me about Bonker Beats.
Bonker Beats?
Yeah, you told me about Bonker Beats.
Is that
I
what this
I made
is called?
That up.
Oh.
No,
oh,
what
really?
Did you just say?
Did you lie to me?
I just called it Goofcore.
Goofcore? You just start a whole new fucking thing after this.
Goof Hop? Dude, but like legit, like Zach James, he's the guy that produces all the Drake rambunctious tracks. And like,
is that like a specific genre of Drake music?
He only uses Drake. but it's beats like this, and I think you'd be great at them at creating these. But like,
is it like the fucking like Benjamin Franklin type beat?
Yeah, it's like
holy
this.
Holy shit! Yeah. Dude, I've made so many beats that sound exactly like this. Do you know who Ice Spice is?
No.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah,
no, Ice Poseidon.
You're a munch, Freddie.
Yeah, she made that song. It was like, you thought I was feeling you?
That in a munch. I had him for lunch. It blew up recently.
So she blew up, and then...
If it's on TikTok,
you know the song.
You definitely heard it then.
Okay, I just...
But, like, that was, like, her big song, and, like, her career's happening really fast. But... an unreleased track where people want a new song. Yo, type in Ice Spice unreleased. It sounds like
she's
the,
really funny.
It sounds like the SpongeBob guitar. Like
what? What's that song that came
this
out?
This is and people are talking shit about this beat. It's some shit that Ryan C would produce tomorrow.
That's sick.
It's so fire. People talking shit on this.
People are talking shit on that?
Yeah, there's like, it sounds like a SpongeBob beat. Like, I've rapped over beats like this. Like, I have like 20 songs that sound exactly like that.
I have been falling asleep. I'm not even joking. I found this video on YouTube.
10 hours of SpongeBob music?
They're like SpongeBob sleepy music. It's SpongeBob sleep song, 10 hours black screen, no alarm, and then a bunch of Korean. But my favorite thing is the video starts with the clip, but it's Korean dubbed SpongeBob, so it's just
잘 자, SpongeBob.
And it's this song for 10 hours, and it's great for sleeping.
That Hawaiian
feel like I'd wake up and I just feel like I'm in some sort of like fucking nightmare.
No, dude.
Like, I'd feel so, I would be in the Hangover movie. That's exactly how I would feel.
It's very, like that music, that Hawaiian sound is, like,
It's Hawaiian,
Ethereal? Is that, like...
Ethereal?
Ethereal. It makes you feel lifted. Like, if you wake up to that shit, it's not regular.
To me, it sounds like a song that would happen, like, say there's a movie, there's a bunch of people in a room, like, they're all having a party, there's a big explosion, and then all of a sudden, it goes to, cuts to black, and then it cuts back to the scene, the dust is settling, and you kind of hear that echo, like, and you're like, that shit, that's how, I guess that's how I'd be.
SpongeBob.
Wait, what's that song that, I forgot the artist's name, that I was, like, obsessed with, and then she finally released it, and then I forgot about it.
Oh, Tia Kareen?
Yes. What is that song?
Kareen? I think it's called Pussy? Wait, let me see.
Pussy?
I Can't Wait, I think is the song.
She's great. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan?
This song? No, yeah. Wait. Oh. Is this it? Yeah, it is.
Is this the typical music you listen to, Ryan? No, what do you usually listen to?
Tia Kareen is amazing.
I listen to a bunch of...
Who's, like, your favorite artist?
Besides Freddie Dredd.
Of course.
And Matt Watson.
And Baby No Money.
I don't know. I don't know if I have any like current artists I'm like obsessed with. I have a favorite band, but it's all from like nostalgia purposes. And I mean, Say Anything. Just like they're kind of like punky, emo-ish.
Ooh, pop punk.
Like what you would listen to in like late, middle, early high school.
Okay, so like they kind of got like the emo vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like the twangy like.
I called her on
guitar,
the phone. And,
yeah. A lot of chords yourself. And shit.
Oh yeah.
It's good.
It's very catchy.
It
a lot
is.
Of catchy stuff, especially
Is
a Real Boy.
Is there a song you would recommend?
I like Yellow Cat / Red Cat. I like Death for My Birthday. Pretty much anything off of the self-titled album or Is a Real Boy is like pretty catchy and fun.
Did you ever?
I've listened to a lot of Black MIDI lately.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wait, Patrick played a song. And
yeah.
Like, yeah.
So then after Patrick played that, I would listen to that album.
Was it you who said it was Engelbert Humperdinck?
I thought it was Engelbert Humperdinck when I first heard it.
When you said that, Ben never heard of Engelbert Humperdinck. He thought it was some shit you made up.
I mean, so the name funny. Is funny. Engelbert Humperdinck?
Humperdinck.
He's a great artist, though.
I told you I seen him live one time, right?
Really?
It was fantastic. Yeah, my grandma had an extra ticket.
He's like...
I just went.
It sounds like something like a grandma. I have an extra ticket.
I'm pretty sure he's
Engelbert
89 years old, and I saw him, like, 5 years ago.
Dude, he makes that type of, like, Barry Manilow type, like, after the loving. Like, that.
Yeah,
he's so
like
good.
Ballad type music?
It's like Vegas music, like in the 60s.
Like old Elvis.
No. More like Frank Sinatra type of thing.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
Well, what about old Elvis? He does that big ballad he's famous for. He's like, he's on the piano.
I'm Elvis and I'm gay.
No, that's not what it is.
He never said that.
What is that? He did. I have it unreleased.
He said I'm so sorry.
My love. What the fuck is that Elvis song? Stupid Elvis.
You hit one note. What is that song?
This is Engelbert Humperdinck.
No, never mind.
Wake up. Wait, that's on TikTok.
Yeah, it's Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah, that's the Humperdinck man.
Dude, Humperdinck's on TikTok?
I saw him live. How old is he, man?
Well, dude, looking at his Spotify picture, you could tell he's like 90, but's had a ton of plastic surgery.
No, he looks like, when I saw him, he had like gray hair.
What about this shit? I don't think this is... No,
is that Elvis?
Wrong thing.
Should I talk about me working on the Elvis movie?
He's 86. Sorry, wait, he was born in India. You worked on the Elvis movie?
A little bit. Never happened.
Did you provide any? Oh, really? What do you mean? Like, were you on
the original
set?
Scene where they're like, he's white? It was about Freddie.
No, I think I could talk about this now. I got like hired.
This is only for Patreon, so you can.
Yeah,
it's not like it's public.
Patreon gets an extra hour long of podcast.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever like described this or explained like how it went down, but I like hyped up being in the Elvis movie and like it just never happened. And so I like met up with Baz Luhrmann. Like RCA hooked me up with like this meeting and it was supposed to be like 15 minutes. He was gonna give me the rundown. I saw like a year and a half before the movie came out. I was I saw the movie. Like the movie was done, but it just needed music and shit. And like I got this big list of like people that was like it was this big list. Like Doja Cat has a song on that, right? I was in the same list with, it was supposed to be me and NBA YoungBoy on a song. Like we were
for the
to be,
Elvis movie?
For the fucking Elvis movie. And it was like, that's whoever, the guy's name's Anton, very sweet guy, but he like scored the movie. And so I had this meeting with him and I like hyped it up. Like I got a picture with Baz and shit, the guy who directed the movie. I saw, yeah, like 20 minutes of unreleased footage. I saw the fucking part I was supposed to work on. It was the scene where Elvis... he just got this terrible deal. He's got to stay in Vegas for 15 years. He's driving to go see B.B. King. And he turns on the radio, and then that was the song I made, or was supposed to make. And I made the song. I sent it to Baz.
Just Freddie Dredd on the radio in, like, 1940.
Yeah, like, it was, like, some fucking crazy shit like that. And then I sent it to him, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to put it in the movie, see how it sounds. And he put in the movie, said, "That it looks great. Send me a different version with, like, a... with some, like, another break." And it was a song that just, it was like a drum and bass, like, kind of break, like, really fast drums over a specific sample. And the specific sample was really cool because when he turned on the radio, Baz wanted it to be a specific song that Elvis would have been listening to at that very moment. Mm-hmm. So I had this huge list that, like, someone found what would have been playing on that specific radio station on the way to Memphis. And I sampled it, I did all this stuff, and I just never heard from them again.
Damn.
Yeah, it sucked.
Sorry, we're passing up on...
They don't usually do that.
True.
It's like the opportunity was cool, but like, yeah, never...
First of many.
Well, happens to a lot of actors, like they'll film a scene for a movie, or like they'll film a movie, and they think their part is so much bigger and more important to the plot or just the general theatrics of the whole thing. They'll go and see it at the premiere, and they'll be like, "He cut me out of the movie completely."
Yeah. No, my mom...
I've heard stories like that.
My aunt's friend was in a movie or TV show.
Tom Cruise?
Not Tom. Tom and Jason. But, like, they were in a thing, and they had, for the premiere, like, I think the night it aired,
Clockwork Orange?
She threw this big party for all of her friends to come see, and they completely cut her out. That would be so embarrassing.
That's really sad. But, like, I think the fact that she even worked on the movie is pretty cool.
It's cool, yeah.
They didn't cut you out.
No,
Vice Principals, episode one.
Yep, that's right. HBO, Danny McBride, Vice Principals, episode one. Guess who's in it?
Are you actually?
Mm-hmm. I am, yeah.
He doesn't have a speaking role, but you can hear murmuring that was, I guess, ADR.
No, that was really us murmuring.
Oh, okay.
So, my voice, I was paid for it. My voice was in it.
Oh.
Yeah. You can't tell what I'm saying, but...
How much was the paycheck?
$100.
Still. $100 to a high school? No, a college student?
I had just graduated high school.
Okay.
And I got to be in an HBO show in a scene with Danny McBride.
Got to work with Danny McBride. You were a scene
I talked to him. It was cool
Danny
as hell.
McBride.
Was that before, like, Eastbound and Down?
It was after Eastbound and Down.
Okay.
And before...
And now they're on the Righteous Gemstones.
It was before Righteous... Well, he shoots all that in Charleston.
I want to watch that. Have you seen it?
I heard it's amazing.
It's really funny.
They shoot it in my hometown.
I really like that dude, Adam Devine. I think he's so fucking funny.
Yeah, he lived in my cousin's house when he was shooting it.
That's fucking awesome.
My cousin, my cousin didn't live there. It was like his childhood house.
That dude plays that character so well. Adam Devine, that meathead, like, idiot character.
Just, like grown-up child.
Yeah, you know how people, like, get typecasted and stuff? It's like, this guy can get typecasted for that role for the rest of his life, and it would be perfect. Like, he's so fucking funny.
Like, he looks like he was a frat boy.
He was, definitely.
All three of them are typecast. Like he's always typecast as, like, the man baby. Anders, or whoever plays Anders, is always typecast as, like, some, like, uppity, snotty type of dude.
But I haven't seen him or Blake Anderson.
Blake Anderson was in that movie.
Blake Anderson. Yeah, he plays was in
like
dope.
Yo, it's always like a stoner, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I was about to bring him up. He's always like a stoner.
We should get him on the podcast. He was on the first episode of Waleed's podcast.
Anders was in an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm sure he's been in other shit too. I don't even know.
He has a sports podcast, I think.
Oh,
but he, I really want to see Vice or not Vice Principals. Role was hitting on his 13-year-old daughter. So,
a 13-year-old daughter.
My debut acting role was hitting on a child.
That's awesome.
It's on YouTube.
He's about to get
breakout role.
Yeah, now I'm gonna get typecasted just as the guy hitting on. You know.
That's awesome. But,
should we get running? You have dialysis. Really? What time is it? You have to get to your dialysis appointment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thank you everyone for paying $5 to watch essentially another episode of the podcast.
Yeah, this could have just gone in the whole episode.
Yeah. And you all love Freddie.
Go check out his music. It's good.
Like the 10 people on Patreon that we influence.
I've subscribed to your Patreon.
Ryan, we have like 9,000
patrons.
So the
9 people?
9,000.
Yeah, but do you see the amount of comments and likes we get on the videos we upload on there?
Can you guys please comment more? It really hurts Ryan's self.
The ratio doesn't look like it's supportive. Sure, they give us $5, but I wish they would at least take time out of their day to write something.
I don't care about the money. I just want the kind words.
Exactly. It's just unfortunate they have to pay the money to do it.
Yeah.
Which we're not going to
take
away.
Your words mean a lot more, though, and we do read every single Patreon comment, so you guys actually get into our brains.
Because there's not that many.
Yeah.
There's like 20-something on each video.
And we
maybe
do read
a
them.
Lot less, too.
So yeah, if you guys comment, guaranteed me and Ryan will read it with our own two eyes, our own four eyes.
Yep. And we might delete it depending on if there's a certain word or a few words in there.
There's a short list of words.
I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks, Freddie. All right, guys. You. Well, we'll see you next week. Happy Halloween.
Tell them happy Halloween.
Happy.
That's fine.
That works, yeah.